Blog Talk Radio.
We would have you understand that the flame that you are burns eternally and shall never go out, no matter how bright you allow yourself to become. We shall have you understand that you exist now and always shall, and you always have, because now is the only time and the only place and the only existence there is and always has been and ever shall be. You are eternal. You are infinite. You are spirit. You are body. You are mind. You are heart. You are soul. You are an idea. You are an expression. You are a thought. You are a dream of the infinite creation. But that is reality, and all reality is couched within your dream. You contain it all. You are the whole expression in your own individualized way. You are the matrix. The matrix is you. You are everything. Everything comes from you. Everything gives birth to you as you reinforce the existence of everything and everyone. All that is, the infinite creation, the fabric of existence, chose you. Chose that you should exist. Chose you. Consciously chose you. You are in that way, therefore, blessed. And we would have you understand that. Simply because of the fact that you exist, you are blessed. For you are created out of divine material, out of divine light. You are the infinite creator. And your existence was a conscious decision, a conscious thing, a conscious choice. Act in like manner. Be of like mind. Respect yourselves. Love yourselves unconditionally. For out of unconditional love were you created. And out of unconditional love shall you create anything you desire. Begin to feel the energy of your interlinking with all thought forms, all consciousness, all civilizations, all eyes, all ideas, all mind, all hearts, all soul, all spirit is one. And you are one within that sea, within that pool. Know that you are the fabric and the essence of the galactic energy. Not one of you, in that sense, can be removed from the matrix without the collapse of the entire structure. You are integral in that way. You are essential in that way. And we would have you understand that because you are interconnected in this way, because everything you do has impact within the entirety of creation, that you deserve to exist in this way and you deserve to be the fullest individual you can imagine yourself to be. That you deserve to manifest all the things you can conceive of. That you deserve the existence you have been given, or it would not have been granted to you. That you deserve all the love you can imagine, because love is what you are made out of. That you deserve all the light you can create in your life, because light is what you are made out of. Feel in the beating of your heart that it keeps pace with the rhythm and the pulse of the spinning of all the galaxies, of the fabric of existence itself, of the universal heart of infinite creation. For you all beat within that heart, and not a one of you is outside the heart of all that is. You are the blood and the life force of God itself. It is your force and your life as well. You are it, and it is you. Out of your dreams, be born. Out of your heart, be alive. Out of your soul, be light. For you are nothing else.
Revolutionary Life,
right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host for Revolutionary Life. My name is Gary. And tonight on Revolutionary Life, if you're new here, Revolutionary Life is here every weekday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. You never know what the topic's going to be, so stay tuned. Tonight, however, we know what the topic is. Tonight it's going to be called Omicron, the latest COVID variant. Omicron, the latest COVID variant. Omicron, the latest COVID variant. Check that out. Tonight, we're going to take a revolutionary look at this new corona variant, whose full name is SARS-CoV-2, Omicron, and our health. Here at Revolutionary Life, guys, if you're new here, we talk about those things that affect our lives every day. The difference is we look at those things from a revolutionary point of view, and revolution is just change. There's different modes of revolution, but ultimately, revolution is just change. The revolutionary wants to be on the vanguard of change. You know, change is inevitable. But if you're on the vanguard of change, if you're on the front of change, you might have something to say about what it looks like, how it's shaped, when it lands, when it settles. You might be able to use that change to benefit you. If you're on the ass end of change, it's over before you know it, and you're left behind. We try to keep our fingers on the pulse around here. So tonight, on Revolutionary Life, we're going to do a piece here. And I hope you're listening up, guys, because this is actually a health. This is actually a health piece, right? And it's called Omicron, the latest COVID variant. I'm sure everybody's heard about this Omicron because it's been everywhere in the news, paper, in the news, and everywhere, right? It's worth talking about because you may have to go get another shot now. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It turns out that the current COVID-19 vaccines that have been developed under these emergency measures, the current COVID vaccine that was developed by several different pharmaceutical companies, not one, wasn't developed by the government. It wasn't developed by one pharmaceutical company. Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, AstraZeneca. We can go on and on. And in different countries, there are other ones. Vaccine. China's got their own vaccine. Cuba has got its own vaccine. And so there's a lot of vaccines out there coming from different patents. There are different, you know, when you create a new product, you patent it. So nobody can make money off of it except you. And so each one of these companies, Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, AstraZeneca, all of them, Pfizer, all of them are patenting their vaccines so that when the government comes buying, they can sell it and make the money off of it, and nobody else can share their particular vaccine. That's what patents are all about. If you invent something, you want to make money off of it, You can't just put that invention out there because everybody will be doing it, right? As a matter of fact, the federal government has asked some of these pharmaceutical companies to turn their information over to them, to the government. And they said they refused. This happens, guys, because we live in a capitalist society. It's all about that money, baby. If you forget that for a minute, you'd have lost your you done lost your way in this society in terms of figuring out anything. When they said follow the money, that's serious business in America. And so to make money off of something you invent, you patent it or you copyright it and you put a trademark on it and all that good shit. All that says is it's mine. And anybody who makes anything similar to mine, and especially if they use my recipe, I got to get paid. So these drugs are patented by these different companies. They have their own method by which they developed this product. The product they are developing now for you and me are vaccines. Now, we all know that these vaccines, because we had an emergency, a pandemic. So we all know that these vaccines were rushed to market. They were allowed to rush to market. Not only are they allowed to rush to market, guys, that's not the anomaly. It is an anomaly because most vaccines takes at least a year. At least a year. I mean, they're still working on the HIV virus vaccine. They hadn't come up with one yet. They can treat HIV, but they ain't got a shot. You know what I mean? And so, on the other hand, do your research, guys. I've been doing mine. In the news, legitimate news agencies are reporting that there are people who gain natural immunity over HIV, over AIDS. The HIV virus. And so and this particular woman was HIV positive, but she had a baby, and that baby was HIV negative. So from now on, he's immune to HIV, that child, because he just came out of a body that was positive for the virus. And he came out negative. The baby came out negative to the virus. The baby has what's called natural immunity. Now, that's just some of the news out here on vaccines. But here's the thing. All of these different companies, the anomaly is not so much that they rush the vaccine out because we were having a pandemic, man. We were in an emergency. In an emergency, all holes are barred. In an emergency, you can skip some steps. That's why it didn't take these vaccines a year to come out the way it did most vaccines in the past. It came out quick. We needed it quick. We couldn't wait for it another year. We were in the middle of a pandemic. And so these folks, these pharmaceutical companies, was given the green light to go ahead. And not only was they given the green light to go ahead and skip some of the processes that most vaccines have to go through, it also, the federal government also put money, your money, me and your money, into these companies so that they would begin the production of these viruses. Oh, yeah. Tax money. The government support these businesses with money because we needed that virus. We needed it quick. We were in the middle of a pandemic. And so the National Health Association, NIH, the National Institute of Health, the CDC, the federal government gave money, your money, to these businesses to produce these vaccines. Yes, they did. We helped them produce the vaccines, but they won't. But there are still some pharmaceutical companies that refuse to let us have the patent. The government have the patent, the formula, the patent. Until they make their money, they might release it later. But right now, they tell me that the pharmaceutical companies have made billions off of the pandemic. While you were locked down, they were making cash money. Not only did we pay them, not only did we give the pharmaceutical companies the green light to skip processes in the vaccine approval process, federal FDA did, because we needed it, right? We were in a pandemic. And so not only did those things go down, some of these vaccines, are new to the public. They're not new to researchers. They tell me that this new method of vaccine production, where you're actually using genetic material from the virus, from the actual virus, instead of using the actual virus to inject in your arms, they're injecting genetic material, ribonucleic acid. We all got ribonucleic acid. It's called RNA. We got DNA, deoxyribonucleic acid, but we also have RNA, ribonucleic acid. It's in the nucleus of your cell. That's why it's called nucleic. All right. So, but we have both. We have deoxy RNA, and we have plain RNA. So does the virus have, the virus doesn't have deoxy, but DNA, but it does have RNA. It has these genes, right? This genetic material. So the new viruses that we are experiencing now, guys, out here now, has the genetic material of the virus instead of the virus itself that they're injecting you with. It's called the mRNA vaccines. Now, I did a thing on vaccines when this stuff first went down, guys. And if I want you to remember, all of our shows are archived. If you're on my site and you scroll down, you're going to see all of our previous shows. They're all on a section called On Demand, and you can listen to them at your leisure. This show, an hour from now, is going to be on that list. So even if you couldn't stay for this show, even if you miss this show, you can always go back and pick it up. All right, so guys, I did a piece on vaccines where I explained that a vaccine, it's called Vaccines Don't Cure Anything. The name of that presentation, if you go back and look for it, it says Vaccines Do Not Cure Anything. And I explained how vaccines work, or what they used to call inoculations, work. All right? And if you look it up, you can find that too. It's not hidden. You got Google. Google it. Make me out of a lie. Google if you want. And I already done that. Anyway, guys, the vaccine's job is to kick in. It's to kick your immune system into action. The vaccine's job is to excite, activate, to kick in the function of your own natural body's immune system. It is the immune system once kicked in that deals with the virus, not the vaccine. The vaccine is not medicine. The vaccine is not a cure. It's not medicine. Its job is to get in there and kick your own natural immune system into action against this virus. And if they use a piece of the virus, then your immune system knows what it's looking for. And when it finds it, it's supposed to kill it. And then remember what it looks like so the next time it sees it, it can kill it again. But what it has to find now with these new vaccines is the RNA within the virus. That's what it became. That's what kicked it in. It noticed the RNA. Because this new vaccine is not the full virus. It's just a piece of the genetic material of the virus. And so we're looking for the genetic material of the virus. It's when our immune system goes to work, it's going to look for that little piece of RNA. And every virus will have that in its nucleus, right? And so once our immune system sees something with that RNA, it's supposed to remember that and go after it. That's new and different for us. Now, they tell me that scientists have been working on this using a piece of a virus, a gene from a virus, as a vaccine. Years ago, research is not complete, but that's okay. We have a pandemic, so we can try something new now. So you got something new in you, if you got your shot, something that never, it's called a vaccine, but it's not like a usual vaccine. It's a new and different method by which vaccines are created. And create it, yeah. And so, in that session where I do vaccines are not a cure for anything, I explain to you that the job of the vaccine is to kick your own immune system into action and then have your immune system go to work on the virus. And I also told you if your immune system ain't worse, is not strong, that's not going to help. And nothing to kick. It's like kicking a dead horse. And I don't mean that in a negative way, because there are people who are taking drugs. Say you have an autoimmune disease. AIDS is an autoimmune disease. Muscular dystrophy is an autoimmune disease. It's your body's own immune system attacking your own body. And so they call it so they treat it like it's an overactive immune system that's doing something wrong. And so they give you a drug to suppress your immune system. So how does a suppressed immune system deal with a virus when it comes in? Does it kick a suppressed immune system into action? And you've taken a drug, they've given you a prescription of a drug that is geared to suppress, to hold back, to slow down your immune system. So if you have an autoimmune disease, you may be taking a drug. If you just had a transplant to keep your body from rejecting the new organ, a finger or whatever, kidney or whatever, if you just had a transplant from another human being, your body is going to notice that and reject it. How do you keep your body from rejecting the transplant? You suppress the immune system, cyclosporin. Ever heard that? Cyclosporin back in the day was the major immune system suppressor that they used for transplants to keep your body from rejecting this foreign body part that they're finna sew into you. A kidney, whether it's a kidney or heart, doesn't matter. Your body is going to notice it's not part of it, and it's going to attack it. How do you keep your body from your immune system from attacking a transplanted organ? You suppress the immune system. Drugs are made for that purpose. So if you are out there taking one of those kinds of drugs, then no vaccine is going to kick the immune system into action. I'm sorry. Because you're fighting against every time you take the drug, and you take it twice a day, or two times a day with meals, with water, whatever your prescription says, you got to take this drug. You don't want to reject that organ, that's what's keeping you alive. But that drug suppresses your immune system. So ain't no vaccine can kick in a depressed, soul-pressed immune system. And it goes without saying, if you got poor health, like they try to give it to older people for sure, but if your health is waning, your immune system is weak, then ain't no vaccine gonna help you, baby. It can't kick in. It can't make your immune system strong. All it can do is try to kick in whatever it is you got in terms of an immune system. And if you ain't been taking care of yourself, you know, then best wishes, man. If you don't give a damn about your health and never have, best wishes. If you're obese, best wishes. If you got a comorbidity, you know what they call a comorbidity? They're talking about heart disease, cardiovascular. They're talking about obesity. They're talking about high blood pressure. Know anybody got that? They're talking about diabetes. Know anybody got that? Guys, ain't no vaccine. Since a vaccine's job is to kick in your immune system, then it behooves you to have a strong one, wouldn't you think? So that when it kicks it in, the immune system can respond and do its job. Right? And so I did a whole piece on that, guys. So you can go back and look at the history of inoculation, it used to be called. On the other hand, we got variants. There ain't no polio variant. We developed a vaccine for that. Well, we got a variant now of COVID. We got a variant now of COVID. It ain't the first variant, folks. In this presentation, I said the Omicron, the latest COVID variant. You don't remember the Delta, do you? You don't hear much about the Delta variant of COVID anymore. That was spreading down in South America. But it ain't the only variant. And guess what? It may not be the last. I just saw Dr. Fauci just today, a quote from Dr. Fauci just today that we're going to have to live with COVID. Quote, unquote. That's the new reality. Guys, that's why we got to have this talk. Because I'm finding that the current vaccines out there now may not be effective in killing and stopping the Omicron virus. They were not made for this new variant. They were made for the COVID-19 that started this whole thing. There needs to be a whole another set of research on dealing with this variant before another vaccine can come out that will for sure. Everywhere I read says more research needs to be done. Well, these guys got a shortcut now, what they call a fast track. These drugs are on the fast track, so they're skipping some processes. And that's okay, according to the government, because we're in this dangerous situation, right? So extraordinary measures are necessary. And extraordinary measures means that we may have to skip over some stuff, get back to it later. And so I'm reading that the COVID variant called Omicron is showing up in people who've had all of their shots. Fully vaccinated, they call them. Fully vaccinated people, the article says, are likely to have to be able to catch Omicron, the new variant. Now, maybe the symptoms might be weaker, they say. Maybe the hospitalizations might be weaker on Omicron. Maybe the deaths might be less. Amen to that. But we need to do more research, they say. Guys, let's get an understanding here. The viruses, just like any microorganism, just like you. You're not a microorganism, but any living thing. These things will mutate, adapt, or die. And so if your species has a choice between dying and mutating, it'll mutate to stay alive. And so the COVID virus, interesting enough, guys, the COVID virus must have run into some obstacle. You tell me what that obstacle was. The COVID virus may have run into an obstacle. Now, not the COVID, but the Omicron virus. The COVID virus may have run into an obstacle, and therefore, to surmount that obstacle, to keep living, to keep going as any living thing does, it has to either die, stop, or mutate such that it can continue. Viruses don't decide to become a different kind of shape and size for the fun of it. Oh, they don't wake up one morning and say, oh, well, I think I want to have another leg or three more stem sticking out or some shit like that out of arbitrarily. It does it only when it has to. All of evolution is a result of adaptation. Living things adapt or die. So obviously, the COVID-19 virus has come up against an obstacle. And instead of dying, ladies and gentlemen, it's adapting. It's trying to find a way around whatever it is y'all throwing at it. Right? And it's finding, so it found that if it mutated into this new Omicron, they call it a variant of COVID. So it's still COVID, but it's changed, guys. Its variation has occurred. Why did it change? Just sitting around thinking one day, you know, maybe I ought to do this. Maybe I ought to have some more things sticking out of me than I had before. No. It doesn't bother going through any changes in its nature, in its DNA, in its RNA. That's a heavy change. It's not just a characteristic change. When it changed at the nuclear level, that's serious business. Why would it do that unless it had to? It ran up against an obstacle. And it changed so that it could surmount that obstacle. So now, they are saying, and this came up today on the news, they're saying that folks who are fully vaccinated can get this Omicron. So if you had one shot and then you went and got that second shot and you got that booster shot and then you went and got your flu shot, I don't know, maybe you got 3 shots already, maybe 4, I don't know. But at least most of you have gotten at least 2 shots and maybe a booster, so that's 3 shots. Omicron is out now. Are we talking 4 shots now? Are we talking 4 shots now? What if we get another variant? Are we talking 5 shots now? How many shots, guys, are you finna roll up your sleeve for? I don't know. It's up to you, of course. But damn, 2 hits, 3 hits, and now you gotta get another one? Now you may have to get another one for this Omicron. Well, it could very well be, guys, and I'm not a doctor. I don't play one on TV, anything like it. I'm just observing, that's all. And my observations says that this is some strange shit. This is weird. How many shots is it going to take before they're talking about locking down, man, in Europe, in the UK, for sure. They're locking down behind this Omicron variant. They're going back into lockdown, only essential businesses. Out of all those vaccinations over there, of all this conversation about PPE, you remember that? You remember we went through all of that? And all this mandating virus, mandating you to get the virus shots, and now you can be fully vaccinated and still get Omicron. COVID. Now, it got a new name, but it's COVID. The full name is SARS. Now, I don't know if you remember SARS, guys. I don't know if you guys remember SARS, but the name of this virus is SARS-CoV-2 Omicron. It's got 3 names. Look it up, guys. It's got 3 names. It starts out with SARS. And I don't know if you guys remember the SARS, but that was a virus also. Well, obviously, COVID is related to SARS. It's in its name. We didn't get a good vaccine for SARS or the Zika virus. We just decided we'd kill some mosquitoes. Like that, we're going to solve the problem. Well, listen, again, I'm going back over something that I did in that vaccine piece I did a while back. If you will look on my site and go to our on-demand section, you will see that vaccine. You will see a topic called Vaccines Don't Cure Anything. And it'll explain all that I mentioned earlier about the goal of the vaccine is to kick your immune system into operation. If you got one that's operating. And also in that previous presentation, I mentioned something called zootopic. Zootopic or zoonotic. What is zoonotic? What is zootopic? The word Z-O-O, it starts with spelling it by Z-O-O. Now, Z-O-O is usually used in spelling a word that relates to animals, like the zoo, where you take your kids to go see the elephants and the monkeys and stuff. Zoo, or like zodiac, is like the zodiac. The zodiac has these animal figures on it. And so that's where the name zodiac came from. Z-O-O, off in the Latin, is relates to animals. So if a disease is referred to as a zoonotic disease, a zootopic disease, Z-O-O starts the name. If you see that in relationship to a disease, it is saying to you that that disease is an animal disease, has been for a long time. What the concern is how did that animal disease finally jump to become a human disease? We always knew animals had it. It was classified as a disease among beasts, among animals. But when it jumped from an animal to a human, it's called zootopic disease. And I told you in my last presentation on vaccines don't cure anything, that all of the diseases, major diseases that we've had to pull out all stops to address in the past 10 years, maybe longer, but at least the past 10 years, guys, oh, maybe longer, maybe the past 20 years, have all been zootopic. You don't hear me. Swine flu. What's a swine? A pig. Zootopic. Bird flu. Avian, they call it. Bird flu. You remember that? Avian flu? Zootopic. Birds. Chicken. Turkey. Birds. Right? Mad cow. I don't have to say where that came from. It's zootopic. It mutates from cows. And that's the strangest, that was the strangest thing ever, mad cow disease. And I'll tell you why. I hate to get off on that one disease, but it has some strange stuff going on, guys. The FDA had to pass a law to all these stockyards and cattle farmers to no longer feed cows to cows. You didn't hear me, did you? When mad cow disease came out, the Federal Drug and Food and Drug Administration outlawed the selling of cow meat. That's ground up cows to cows. Now, as far as I knew, being a country boy, coming from the South, the cows ate grass. Cows were vegetarians. I didn't know they fed cows to cows until I saw that article, man. That blew my mind. That's why I said it was so strange. And so because cows was catching this disease, they said, quit feeding cows to cows. Now, why are they feeding cows to cows? How did that come about? Well, they got a place that we used to call, in California, that was a place we used to call dead, dying, and diseased. 3 D's. The reason we called it that is because if you had a dead, dying, or diseased cow, an animal, especially a farm animal, you could still sell that animal for feed, crude protein. You know, look on your dog food bag. If you got dog food, animal food, dry food for sure, look on the ingredients. You'll see crude, C-R-U-D-E, protein. That means that they use bones and blood and bones and shit from other animals. Well, these other animals had to be dead to be able to be turned into food, right? And so there's a place in California, man, that we used to call dead, dying, disease because we knew that you could, if something died, you could sell it still for dog food. And it turned out they were grinding up cows and putting them into cow food. And the FDA told them to stop that when we had mad cow. These are some practices out there that I didn't know about, feeding cows to cows. Anyway, guys, feeding animal protein to animals who are vegetarians. And so when I did that piece, I pointed out that all the diseases in the past 15, 20 years have been zootopic. And so I did my research. And I asked professionals, how does an animal disease jump over to a human? How does that happen? Kissing them in the mouth or what? How does that happen? And I was told that it's proximity. The history of diseases jumping from animals to humans is because of human proximity, closeness, nearness to animals, and close proximity to animals. That means if you're on a farm, if you work in a giant, one of those giant stinking ass stockyards, if you ever drove past a stockyard full of cows, you smelled it before you got there. They walking in each other's shit. Or one of these big pig farms where a thousand pigs are stepping on stumbling and stepping all over each other and messing all over each other. Or one of these chicken farms where you go in and there's a wall of caged chickens, literally a whole wall of chickens in cages. Some of them never been out of cage their entire life. And so, where you have these mass groups of animals, and if you work in one of those places, that's proximity. That's close proximity to animals. Butchers, people who work in meat packing plants and that kind of thing. So they were explaining to me how a animal disease, known to be an animal disease, somehow becomes a human disease. How does it jump? And they told me proximity, how close you are to animals. Guys, I'm no doctor. But how close can you get to an animal short of eating them? You didn't hear me. They told me that these diseases can jump from humans, from animals to humans. And they said the primary way is proximity to animals. If you spend a lot of time around certain animals with the disease, over time, these diseases can jump from an animal to a human. They gave me the example of cowpox, or what they used to call cowpox. When a human being got pox, chicken pox, cow pox. When a human being got these animal poxes, they told me the story of how in olden times, let's say the lord of the manor, say some guy who's very rich and he has a big castle and he has all of these maids, upstairs maid, downstairs maid. Well, one of the maids, her entire job was going out and milking the cow so that the lord of the manor could have a fresh every morning. Every morning he wanted fresh milk, and refrigeration wasn't a big thing back in them days. So every morning, one of the maid's job would be to go out and bring milk, fresh milk, and put it on, have fresh milk available for their boss, for the owner, for the rich guy, for the guy who owns the big castle, the big manor, you know. And so she was called a milkmaid. She was called a milkmaid. There's a lot of maids, upstairs maid, downstairs maid, but there's one maid whose total job is to make sure every morning a fresh glass of milk is ready for the Lord when he comes down for breakfast. She was called the milkmaid, and she got cowpox. Pox, pustules coming out on her, like chicken pox, pustules that grew on you. And cows got it. Everybody knew that. But it's the first time they ever seen a human get it. And the first humans they saw get it were milkmaids. Proximity, they said. If you spend a lot of time around animals and their fluids and stuff, like their milk, milking them, then if they get a disease and you spend a lot of time with them, you might get that disease also. The disease might jump from the animal over time to a human. So I asked them, how does a human get that disease? And they say by close proximity to animals. And it didn't take me but a minute to say to myself, my Lord, how close can you get to an animal short of eating them? The most dangerous diseases we've had in the last 10 years that we've had to address as a nation are all been zoetopic. When they said swine flu, I want you to think pork. Because here I am, I'm in the city now. I'm not around any animals. How can a disease jump from an animal to me and I'm not around any animal? Right? I don't know nobody who's around animals 24/7, cows and pigs and stuff 24/7. Every day, I mean, or whatever, on a regular basis. But you don't have to be on a farm. You have to get as close to an animal with that disease as you can possibly get, proximity-wise. And I can't think of anything closer than eating them. So when I think swine flu, I definitely think pork chops. When I think mad cow, I definitely think beef. When I think bird flu, I definitely think chickens. And you don't hear me, guys. But anyway, it's zoetopic. They're jumping from animal to human. That's what's been going on for the past 10 years with all of these SARS diseases. They're animal diseases that are now human diseases. How does that happen? They told me proximity. And I told them, how close can you get to an animal? Eating them. So guys, tonight, I decided to do a piece on Omicron because with the new vaccines that are out, they don't seem to be made for Omicron, this new variant. But the COVID seems to be able to mutate. And like I said, you don't mutate in life, me, you, animals, unless there's a reason. You ran into an obstacle to your existence, you got to mutate or die. So species who don't want to die out have to make some changes or they're gone. This virus has the ability to make them changes. And what did it run into? It ran into a hastily put together vaccine. That's what it ran into. Let me tell you what I mean by that. Not just that they made it quick and they skipped some stuff, right? Because it was an emergency. They're using an experimental vaccine. It's not a new approach to vaccine. They tell me they've been studying this possibility of using DNA, RNA, genetic material from a virus, and injecting that into you versus injecting the whole virus into you. So if you got them shots, you also got the virus's RNA, the virus's genetic material. That's this new virus, this new RNA, mRNA virus vaccine. It's a new type for the public, right? Now, obviously, if that works okay, everybody would be using it, but they're not. China refuses to use RNA vaccines. So I had to go look into it, and I found out they do have a study. They are studying. They're not ignoring the RNA vaccines. It's just new. And so it turns out that they do have a study going, the Chinese do, into that new RNA-type vaccine. In the meantime, they're doing what we always did with vaccines. They're doing the old-fashioned way of making a vaccine, not something new and different. They're using the old-fashioned way of making vaccines that worked. That's why they keep using it. The old-fashioned way of making a vaccine is you take the virus and you kill it. You either have it dead or you either have a very weakened form of the virus. And you put that into a person's body and kick their immune system into function. And that immune system, your immune system knows what that virus looks like. And hopefully it has memory cells. You know, your immune system has T cells and white blood cells and lymphocytes and all kinds of shit set up to go kill something. But they don't just kill it. They also remember what it looks like. So the next time it comes, they know exactly what to do to get rid of it. When you get hit with RNA virus vaccine, it's not the virus that your immune system sees. All your immune system sees is this piece of genetic material. In China, they use the old-fashioned way, a dead or weakened form of the virus. That's what vaccines always have been, the actual virus infecting you and allowing your immune system to beat it. So if I put a weak virus in you and you got a strong immune system, your immune system kill it right off the top. Remember what it looks like, and you're immune. If I put the dead virus in you, your immune system see it, know what it looks like, and you're immune. But if I put a piece of the virus in you, if I put a piece of the virus in you, does your immune system know what that looks like? Is the immune system going around looking for RNA, genetic material? Now, your immune system is going to attack it just like it would a new organ, a new kidney, because it's foreign. But the memory cells have to remember that thing. So it don't remember a virus. It remembers a piece of RNA from a virus. And that might be cool. I don't know. But now we got a new variant. And I say a new one because we just had a Delta variant. I don't know if you remember that. I don't think the variant's going to stop anytime soon. We may have another variant come down the line. Dr. Fauci said we're going to have to learn to live with COVID. We're going to have to learn to live. I'm quoting this guy. Then I'm hearing that fully vaccinated people can get this Omicron. And, you know, the good news is that, from what I understand, is they believe that it's highly contagious, so everybody can get it quickly. However, if you've been shot up already with the other COVID vaccine, they say that it's going to be less time in the hospital, less deaths, and all that behind this Omicron. So that's a good thing. If that's true, that's a good thing. But you're going to catch the virus, even if you've had all your shots. Now, I've heard some people who've had all their shots and got the COVID again, carrying it around. And so now they're telling me you got all your shots, you can still get Omicron, this new variant. So they're going to have to come up with another shot, I guess, another booster. You got two already. or maybe three so far. Number four coming up. In fact, is it Johnson & Johnson or Moderna? Moderna, I think it is, has come out with a virus, a new vaccine, that they think will be effective with monochrome. Did you know that? It was just approved this week, I think it was, by the FDA. Problem is, they admit in writing to the government, to you, and everybody who can read, that it's 30% effective. 30% effective. Percent effective. 70% defective. All right? So three out of 10 who take it will get a good result. 7 out of 10 who take it, it won't help them one bit. And they put it in writing that it's 30%. Look it up, guys. You know, don't just listen to me rant and think he's just making it. I don't have time for that. So 30% effective is what they announced, and it got approved. So you finna get another shot. 3 out of 7 of y'all gonna be all right. Ain't funny. But 3 out of 7 of y'all gonna walk away virus free. How about that? 3 out of 7 people in that line to get them shots. When you standing in your line to get this Omicron shot, booster, or whatever, just remember, 3 out of 7 people in that line are wasting their time. Effective is what they say on the paperwork, guys. That's what they say on the paperwork. If you were going skydiving and there was 10 parachutes and 10 of y'all, and the man said, oh, only 3 of them parachutes work, would you go? It's just 10 parachutes. It's 10 of y'all. But you're told that only 3 out of 10 of those parachutes are going to open when you jump. Would you take a chance? 30% effective is what they say in the paperwork, in their own paperwork. Omicron. New virus, new vaccines, and new variants. I will, in my presentation where I said vaccines don't cure anything, I made a point of saying it's your immune system that really does the work. Once they shoot you with a vaccine, they're done. The rest is up to you. Once they put that in your body, the rest is up to you. Your body's response to that shot is what's going to take care of that virus, not the shot. The shot is just to kick your own immune system into action. But if your own immune system is compromised, comorbidities, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, heart disease, obesity, those are all comorbidities. Or if you're taking a statin drug, there are some other drugs that they give you purposely, like cyclosporin, purposely to suppress your immune system because you have an overactive immune system. You have an autoimmune disease. Your body is attacking itself when you go, like muscular dystrophy. And so they quieten your immune system down by giving you some drugs that will suppress your immune system so it doesn't overreact like it's been doing. And so if your immune system has been suppressed by one of these drugs, a vaccine can kick in, wake up, strengthen the weak immune system, or wake up a suppressed immune system. My goal in that presentation, just like it is in this one, is to say that your health is up to you, always. Once they hit you with that needle, everything else is up to you in your own body. There are a number of things that says that that is able to pass muster when they say this drug, this vitamin or this fruit or this vest or whatever strengthens your immune system. There's no contest. No doctor come by and say that doesn't strengthen your immune system. No. There are vitamin D3. There's several types of vitamin D. Some of them are cheaper and made out of cheaper shit than others. But vitamin D3 is one of the first steps in your body's immune reaction. But you don't stay out in the sun long enough for your body to create vitamin D, which it will do if you spend a couple of hours in the sun. Also, you don't give a damn about vitamins. You don't take one. If somebody tell you that food you eating ain't got no vitamins in it, you don't give a damn. You say, it's good. I'm going to eat this burger because I like burgers. And then when something comes along that tries to kill you and your immune system is supposed to kick in, it ain't got shit to kick in with. If I sit here and tell you all the different things, zinc, D3, citrus. If I tell you all the things that would suppress your immune system, are you going to run out and buy those things and put them in your house? Are you going to have grapefruits and oranges in your home? Are you going to have vitamin D pills in your home? Are you going to take your vitamins? No, you're going to go to McDonald's. I know better than that. But your health is your problem, not the government. Not some pharmaceutical company. But I can't talk to you about health because nobody want to hear that. They're going to call me a health nut. Nuts and twigs. You want me to start eating nuts and twigs? You want me to, you know, stop eating my steaks? No, uh-uh. I don't want you to do shit. All I'm saying two things. One, strengthen your immune system. And the vaccine may even help you because it'll have an immune system to kick in when it goes in there to kick in your immune system. At least you'll have a decent immune system working. Number two, the diseases are zootropic. They're animal diseases. All of the diseases that we've had in the last 10, 15 years have all been zootropic, zoonotic. Animal diseases that have jumped to humans. How do they do that? Proximity, being close to animals. How close can you get to an animal than eating one? So you might want to consider a plant-based diet to protect yourself. You might want to consider a plant-based versus a meat-based diet. That's up to you. But I'm just saying. My goal is to put those two things down. One, these diseases are coming from animals, and you do that by getting close to animals. Number two, your immune system is what kills viruses, not vaccines. Don't expect a shot to save your ass. That's what I'm saying. You save you. Find out what builds your immune system and take some of it. That's what I'm saying. Get about looking after your own health. I think it's the most ridiculous thing in the world for you to go to bed and wake up with your body all your life. And then the first time something goes wrong with it, you go to a stranger and say, what's wrong with me? Hell, he don't know. He don't know what you've been doing. You got to tell him. He'd stick a clipboard in your face and ask you, what medications are you taking? Do your family have a history? You know all that shit when you walked in. He did. Your physician did. You got more information than he do about you. You got to tell him about you. And he punch all that shit in the computer and come back and tell you, you probably got this, but we don't know yet. We're going to have to take some tests. There we go. And now you finna go into the system. We're going to have you go out here and take an MRI. We're going to have you come back next week and do a biopsy. We're going to have you, and then they give you a clinical diagnosis, of course. That means that they'll give you, even though they don't know the classic disease that you have, there's something called a clinical diagnosis. The clinical diagnosis will examine you, take some samples, send some tests out, and in the meantime, cut you a prescription. In the meantime, I want you to write out you a prescription. In the meantime, run down to the pharmacy and pay for that, buy that. Got to help you with the runny nose, the headaches, the muscle pain, or whatever. So you get a clinical diagnosis, and then they do some tests, and that's the magic. That's where the money is made. But I did that in my vaccine presentation. I won't do that again. I wouldn't leave it up to the doctors. I wouldn't leave my health up to a pharmaceutical company. I wouldn't leave my health up to a government. Yours truly. I don't know about you. But I look after me. And if I hear that this is strengthens the immune system, I'm going to go get me some of that. Keep it around just in case. If I start talking to my family about health, they go all day, go again. They don't want to hear that. They eat till they get full, and they eat what they like. And most of them dead now. Yeah. Ain't nobody kill them. They went in no accidents. They all died from health problems. Brothers, sisters, and parents, gone. That's why I'm so livid about health. They didn't want to talk about it, but they gone. Left me back here with my eccentric belief in food. They made jokes about me talking about food and health. Now they're gone. Nobody kill them. They're all down in the hospital bed. Hospices and the like. Except for my twin brother who died in a car. God. Not in a car accident. In a car. Parked. That's how they found it. Diabetic coma. All right, guys, I'm eating up y'all time. I always make half of my show available for my listeners. I'm going to open up my chat. I'm opening up my chat, and I'm giving out my number. My area code is 563-999-3531. Excuse me. 563-999-3531. Call me. You go straight onto the air. Everybody hear what you have to say? Everyone will hear my response. If you got questions, comments, concerns, put them in my chat. I'll be monitoring that chat, and I'll respond to comments, concerns, questions in the chat. This part of my show is the call-in section. I call it your time to shine. It's on you now. Let me give you a little music while you consider speaking your mind on the phone or in my chat. I'd like to hear from you. Be right back. We'll be right back. All right. And you're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gary. Tonight, our presentation has been about the Omicron COVID-19 variant. Guys, I want you to keep in mind that this is a call-in show. I devote this half of this show to you. I call it your time to shine. Just because if you have any questions, comments, concerns, something to add, take away, you can do that on this show. And so my line's open right now. My phone number is area code 563-999-3531. My chat room is open. I'm monitoring that chat. So if you put something in the chat, I'll respond. It's your time to shine. We're talking about the Omicron COVID-19 variant. I did happen to mention that that's not the only variant. Some people might not remember the Delta, COVID-19 Delta variant that broke out. Now there's a new variant out called Omicron. You might have to take another shot. 1, 2, booster 3. Yeah, you might have to do number 4. Roll up your sleeves, baby, if you want to. But look after your immune system. It's the one that does the job, not the vaccines. Now, I've directed everyone to my on-demand section. If you're on my site, you scroll down, you see all of our previous shows. One of them is called Vaccines Do Not Cure Anything. The goal of the vaccine is to kick in your immune system. If you got one that's working, that's healthy, you're good. Well, if you got one that's working, that's healthy, you good, whether you use a vaccine or whether you catch it from somebody else, it doesn't matter. If you got a good immune system, it's going to jump on it, remember it, and kill it every time it sees it into your body. That's the idea of immunity. So how you doing health-wise? You're just waiting for a new vaccine. You're just going to wait for another shot, another pill to take. Are you going to go to work on you? So come what may, you're ready to deal with it. I told you there are some things that nobody disputes. D3, vitamin D3, is an immune disease, is an immune system booster. Vitamin D3 is even a part of fighting. Vitamin D3 is literally a part of your immune system. Yes, it is. It works with the immune system. Zinc has been found. Colloidal silver. Things can't live in colloidal silver, like viruses. Citrus. I tell you to go out and get some oranges and grapefruits and keep them in your home for yourself and your children. And that doesn't mean go out and get an orange drink. It ain't never seen an orange. It's just artificially flavored and artificially colored. Even if it says it's got vitamin C on it, you don't know where it got that from. So you can get fruit that's already got vitamin C in it, naturally. And you can be sure what you're getting. And you can buy actual orange juice. But if you go get some high C or some, what are some of them other juices, you go out and get you some some of these orange drinks out there, guys. Tang. some orange drink, and that's not what I'm talking about. Anyway, so there's a number of things that will help boost your immune system. You're not going to see them. No pharmaceutical company is going to spend money on a big, beautiful ad to advertise vitamin D3 or advertise citric acid, vitamin C, or advertise zinc. Oh, no. If they're spending money, they're going to spend money to advertise these vaccines, these drugs. Beautiful ads. They'll tell you at the end of the ad that it'll kill you, but they're not. But the ads are beautiful. So I'm going to tell you. That's the best little me can do. I'm going to tell you, because they're not, that no vaccine is going to cure you. Vaccines are not made to cure anything. Hello? My lines are open. My phone number is area code 563-999-3531. Call me. You go straight on to the air. Everybody hears what you have to say. Everyone will hear my response. I got my chat room open. And I ain't told nobody not to do anything they don't want to do. I told you, my own family don't want to talk about health care, eating well and eating right, or vitamins and nutrients. That's all woo-woo shit to them. That's all health nut stuff to them. Well, I don't have much of a family left, guys. My parents are gone. My brothers are gone. I have one brother left. One. My sisters are gone. All the ones who are dead, nobody killed them. They weren't in any plane crashes or traffic accidents, none of that. They all died from health issues in a hospital bed or a hospice somewhere. So that's kind of, that's why I'm so adamant, I guess, is about health. Let me give you a little music. You want to talk about it? Give me a call.
Awesome. just doing all. I just want to come.
And you're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gary. We're here every weekday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. And you never know what the subject's going to be. So if you're on my site and you look up at the top, you will see a follow button. If you click that button, you'll be notified when we are live, when we're live. All right. I want y'all to hang on just a minute. I think I have a caller. Give me just a moment. I'm going to try to bring our caller online. Hello. Caller, this is Gary, Revolutionary Life here. This is Gary. Who am I speaking with? And how are you doing
speaking
today?
Speaking with Patrick. How are you doing, Gary? Good show.
Hi, Patrick. You like the show?
Yeah, man, it's a good show. Just wanted to read the story came out today. Most reported U.S. Omicron cases have hit the fully vaccinated. This is from the CDC.
That's right.
So they're even coming out saying it, which I was surprised they actually came out and said this. And so is it the Omicron is hitting the fully vaccinated, or is it the fully vaccinated, the vaccine is causing the Omicron?
Check that out. How about that? Good point.
I mean, which one is it? You know,
I
don't know.
We don't know, and I ain't saying, but hey, they're using a new experimental vaccine. They're not using the dead virus, the whole virus dead or weakened, like they did in the old days. This is a new deal where they use a piece of the virus's genetic material. Now, your immune system is supposed to identify this piece of genetic material. I don't know. Maybe they're carrying it. Maybe the virus has run into this new vaccine and realized a way to get around it.
It's just interesting. We don't know whether it's coming from the vaccine or the vaccine. Who knows, right, at this point. But
go ahead, Gary. No. I was just repeating what you're saying. It could be the fully vaccinated that's bringing us these new variants, because they're not
absolutely.
Yeah,
it could be, Gary. We're living in some very interesting times, aren't we?
We're living in some interesting times. We got to take care of ourselves, man.
we definitely do. Now, you spoke earlier about I forgot what you call it. Zoo something.
Zoo.
You're talking about.
Zoonotic. Those are the two names they use for diseases that jump from animals to humans.
Right. Now, you said that the doctor said that one of the ways to get it was through proximity.
Correct.
But there is another way that you can get it. This was discussed in Congress about Anthony Fauci and the gain-of-function research. Where there was gain-of-function is taking a disease from one species and putting it in another, you know, in another.
Purposely. Mutating animal disease.
Purposely.
Now, what is that for, warfare?
Excuse me?
Why do they do that? For warfare? For what reason?
It's biological warfare, one. And they're trying to say it's for other means. I mean, they have some other reasons why they say they would do it, but biological warfare seems to be the chief reason to do it. And that's what the big thing was between Rand Paul and Dr. Fauci as they were going back and forth. And Rand Paul was trying to get him to admit that he was funding gain-of-function research at the Wuhan lab. And he said he didn't, but then it was found out that he did, because they found his emails and they found all the evidence. And Rand Paul wants to get him, you know, charged with, you know, perjury, I guess, or whatever they call it when you lie to Congress. So that's what was going on. But that's another very interesting thing, because you brought that up, and then it made me think about that discussion between Rand Paul and Fauci when Rand Paul was trying to get him to admit that he was funding gain-of-function research when it was supposed to be illegal for him to do so.
Gain-of-function.
So that's another way.
I remember that.
Yeah. Yep, gain-of-function research is taking something from one species, like a bat, like they tried to say, and make it a virus from a bat and put it in, you know, and put it in a human and make it contagious amongst humans. So I don't know. I don't know, Gary.
We're living in some interesting times, huh?
We absolutely are, man. But good work on the show. It was a good discussion tonight. I just wanted to put that out there.
And what was your name again, my man?
Patrick.
Patrick. Thank you, Patrick. I appreciate the call, my man.
Hey, no problem, man. I'll call back again.
All right, now. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. I overlooked the fact and I won't make such a statement. They might try to cut me off or something. I don't know. But let's face it. If fully vaccinated people are getting we didn't hear about Omicron. There wasn't no news on Omicron until the vaccination started. Interesting. After the vaccinations, we hear about a variant called Omicron that's more contagious. So a virus only changes and mutates anything. All species do the same, not just viruses, animals, us, humans. You adapt, you mutate because to adapt to conditions that might kill you. And so rather than your species being wiped out, many species learn to mutate to the new environment. They may have to grow more hair because it then got colder outside. You mutate so you survive or you die. Obviously, this virus knows how to mutate. And it does. It obviously ran into an obstacle. Maybe that new vaccine. But it was able to surmount that obstacle by mutating a variant, COVID-19 variant, Omicron. Thank you for listening in tonight. I want you to remember to hit that follow button. Across from that follow button is a share button. I was raised to share, guys, so we have to share. That share button, guys. Get this to somebody who may want to hear it, who might be interested in the subject. I mean, they're firing nurses because nurses are refusing to take the virus. These are people who've been on the front line, and they won't take it? I don't know what to tell you. Thousands of nurses have been fired, New York alone. And these are frontline nurses who've been dealing with this virus and its worst stage. And they won't take the shot. So they had to go. Now, I want to thank everybody who called in for calling in, who listened in for listening in. And I just FYI, we'll be here tomorrow night. This will be our last night, Friday night. We're only here on the weeknights, guys. But we'll be here tomorrow, 7 p.m. And like I say, never know what the topic is going to be. So if you want to be on top of things, hit that follow button and it will notify you when we're coming on live. Hit that share button and share it with some folks. If you missed this show, if you only caught half of it, stroll down this page and you will see my on-demand section. All of our old shows will be on that on-demand section. This show, an hour from now, will be in that on-demand show. And you can listen to it at your leisure. And I want to wish everybody a good evening as our time goes down now. I'll see everyone tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. I want to wish everybody a good night. Or buenas noches. Or bono noche. Ciao. I'm going to give you a little music as we go out. You have a good night. Thanks for listening in. See you tomorrow night, 7 p.m.